99, 100. Okay, thank you, Mark.
Anytime, Frank.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, honey.
You're the best daddy in the world, and I love you. Will you take me to the park?
Well, of course I will, sweetheart.
Good, because Al said I get a dollar if I get rid of you.
You were supposed to say that part.
I'm five, so weak.
Kids, you gotta love them. Bye-bye.
Yeah, oh, freeze a minute here, beautiful. Why are you trying so hard to get rid of me?
Well, see, I have
no,
this thing...
No, wait a minute, let me guess. You have a date coming over, don't you?
That's right, and you know, Dad, I am really tired of you always giving them a hard time.
When have I ever given your dates a hard time?
Jason came over to pick me up, and you pushed him against the wall and frisked him.
Well, he was wearing a jacket with a gang logo on it.
It said polo.
Oh, Frank, you're exhibiting classic paternal behavior. Your daughter's becoming a woman, and you're frightened by her budding sexuality.
There ain't nothing budding around here, pal.
Oh, God. That's Dylan. Dad, can you please try to keep an open mind and be nice?
I am always nice to your dates.
Hello, sir.
She's not home. He's no good.
This is so exciting. I can't believe that in less than 18 hours, the salon will be open.
Allô, allô, Caron. Are you playing Songs of Tranquility again?
No, we don't like that, Caron. You see, hey, Caron, this is very nice music. Really, it's okay if you want to, you know, mellow out with a fruit smoothie. It's not so good, you know, in the salon, because we do not want to put the customer to sleep. When a woman comes to Jean-Luc, you know what she is really looking for?
A haircut?
No. She's looking, Caron, for the total, overpowering, sensuous experience that starts at the top of her head and shivers and vibrates all the way down to the balls of her foot. Okay, look, I'll show you. This better. This is the kind of music, the pulsating beats that I want the woman to hear when they come into the salon, because, you know, it puts them in the right mood. Then I come up to her and I say, hello, beautiful woman. Welcome to Let Your Hair Down. Let's really let your hair down. Walk this way. And then we push her together up to the hair styling station. And I turn to her and I say, I am Jean-Luc. I will make all of your grooming fantasies come true.
Eagle has landed at Base Camp 1. Afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon, but actually, sir, we're really not open officially until tomorrow.
I know that, ma'am. My name is T. Edwin Jarvis. I'm from the White House.
The one in Washington, D.C., where the president lives?
Check. President and Mrs. Clinton will be in town on a political visit tomorrow. Let's see some ID. Mrs. Clinton has always admired Jean-Luc's work. She's particularly impressed with the way he handled Princess Di, Madonna, and that Hey Verne guy.
Jean-Luc is one of the greatest hairdressers in the world.
That's why Mrs. Clinton wants him to do her hair.
Really? That's fantastic.
Mrs. Clinton says she wants to look like that cute little Rachel on Friends.
I mean, we could do that. And how about Bill? Would Bill like to have his hair cut? Because I could make him look like George Clooney.
No, ma'am. The president will be showing his support for small business next door at Bucket of Beef.
Whoa, that should really boost their receipts.
Check.
Bye, Daddy. We're going to the park.
Oh, no, you're not. Not without a jacket. Get back here. You know better than that. Here we go.
Here. Now, this'll keep you nice and warm. What about you, Al? I haven't seen you all day. Is everything all right?
Tell him.
Al's not talking to you. She says you're a poopy head.
Al, I am sorry if I'm scaring off your dates, but I'm your father. And if somebody's not good enough for you, then I'm going to do what I think is necessary to protect you.
Dad, nobody is good enough for you. I'm going to be living here until I'm 45.
Well, if that's how long it takes us to find someone we like, then we'll wait.
Tell him.
Poopy head.
I don't like any guys. I like Troy Aikman. I like Garth Brooks. Why didn't you bring one of them home?
Mr. Lambert?
Yeah, it's me.
I'm Pete from Builders Mart. They sent me over with those tile samples you called about.
Oh, yeah, here. Come on in. I'll take a look at them. You can take them back.
Sir, are you the Frank Lambert of Lambert Construction?
Yeah, that's me.
I am a huge fan of your work. That remodel that you did on the old Endicott building was awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and that warehouse that you built downtown, that is poetry in cinder block.
You really think so?
Absolutely. Your work is genius. I hope that someday I can become a contractor just like you.
Well, you keep your lumber dry and your hammer high, you might just make it.
Sir, you are the wisest man I've ever met.
Gee, how old are you, Pete? It is Pete, isn't it?
Yes, sir. I'm 16.
16? Oh, that's good. Yeah, sit down, Pete. Tell me, you have a girlfriend?
Well, sir, I don't have much time for that. What with school, my job, and volunteering at the church.
Hey, Pete, how'd you like to go out on a date?
Where are you going with this, sir?
Oh, no, not, I was just talking about my daughter. Would you like to take my daughter out?
Go out with your daughter? Sir, I'd be honored.
Well, great. You want to see a picture of her?
Not necessary. I mean, if she's your daughter, I'm sure she's up to code.
This is so cool. I'm actually going to meet Hillary Clinton.
Oh, big whoop. Man, I could be at the entertainment event of the century tonight. Beavis and Butthead on Ice.
Rich, Hillary Clinton has revolutionized the role of the first lady in this country.
Oh, big deal. Beavis is supposed to skate in, drop his pants, moon the audience, and Butthead goes, that's cool.
Why am I dating you? Oh, yeah.
Ugh. Just no more pictures, okay? Okay, maybe one more from my good side. Yeah, yeah. All right, already.
You know, I'm the only touch of glamour in their drab little lives.
They are not here for you, Jean-Luc. Didn't you get my message?
I got your message. I don't know why are you so excited. You told me the first lady is coming at noon. Mm-hmm. I know the first lady is coming at noon. This is Mrs. Reitnitz. She's coming for a pedicure. Don't forget to charge her extra. She has 12 toes.
No, not the first lady customer. The first lady. The first lady of the United States. Hillary Clinton is coming here in 20 minutes, and she wants you to personally cut her hair.
I don't think so.
And I know that she is very famous, but you can handle this.
No, I cannot.
Yes, you can.
No, I cannot.
Why not?
Well, you see, the thing that it is, okay? I do not actually cut the hair.
You don't cut hair?
Not actually, I don't cut the air.
Well,
Well, that's crazy. Before you were divorced, you owned salons all over the world.
I know, but I have the hundreds of employees and they cut their hair.
Well, what did you do?
I created the overpowering, sensuous experience that starts at the top of the head and vibrates all the way down to the balls of the foot. I do this. But I cannot remember the last time I do it like that.
Well, you better start remembering this because the First Lady's going to be here any minute.
No! No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes! No. Yes. No. You know, I don't know, but we have a large investment in this, and you're really starting to think
it was so refreshing. What? I see Hillary Clinton, the first lady of the United States. I want to cut her hair.
Yes.
I want to cut her hair.
Yes.
I want to cut her hair.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Not.
Hey, Al. Al, come on downstairs for a minute, honey.
What?
Well, Al, I've been thinking, and I owe you an apology. I've been way too picky about the guys you go out with, and, well, I know that you're a responsible young woman, and you should be able to pick your dates without me hassling you.
Thank you, Dad.
Hey. And to make up for the way that I've been acting, I set you up on a date.
A what?
A date.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now. So great. This guy is just perfect for you. You can spend the whole day together. He's perfect.
Hi, Pete.
Amos Lambert.
Aldous, please.
What, you two go shopping together?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, Sears, the big flannel sale. We got 6 pairs of matching shirts. We're set for winter.
How about that all-new tool department?
Oh, yeah, Al, the 97s are in. Tell her about that PowerMaster chainsaw.
Oh, 24-inch sprocket nose, adjustable automatic gear-driven chrome cylinder.
Turbo with anti-kickback chain brake. That thing will cut through a Buick. It's better than sex.
Maybe I should just leave you two alone.
Oh, no. Run upstairs. Don't be shy. Come on, I want you two to just go out there and have a good time.
Dad.
No, no, no. Listen, you don't have to say thank you.
No problem there.
No, here. Come on now, you two just run along, have a good time. Oh, one thing. Don't elope on the first date. I am so good, I scare myself.
John, will you open that?
Never! This door is impenetrable. It is like a solid steel. You could not get me out of here with the dynamite.
Hillary Clinton is going to be here any minute. If you don't get out there, I'm going to drag you out there myself.
Take your best shot, Blondie. Come on, baby.
If I can,
oh, yeah.
I am very strong.
Really,
I can,
I'm scared
I,
now.
I'm really petrified.
Now.
Yeah. I've got some muscle.
Mm-hmm. Ah! Yeah. You know, maybe you should think about getting a butt master.
Okay, that's it. Just forget it. You are impossible. We have been busting our backs trying to get this salon together for 2 months. And for some stupid reason that you won't even talk about, you're going to throw it all away. Some friend you are.
I am your friend. You know that.
Well, then, will you please, please tell me why are you doing this?
I don't know. But I guess I think that I would do a bad job.
Bad job? Why?
Look, I know a lot of people think that I'm some kind of maybe genius, but what if I'm not? What if I'm just a ravishing-looking but empty-headed continental unk?
Unk.
Not unk. Unk.
Oh, hunk. That's not true. You started an entire hair care empire.
No, correction. My wife started the hair care empire. I'm just the one to come to the door and say, hello, I'm Jean-Luc. Why don't you pulse it with me right over here?
Oh.
I get it. I understand now. You are afraid. You are afraid to cut hair, aren't you? Jean-Luc. You know, Jean-Luc, when people get a divorce, sometimes they say things that just aren't true. You know, when I split from my first husband, he said that I was stupid and that I wouldn't be anything without him.
He said you were stupid.
And I believed him because I was feeling so bad about myself. So I spent years in a dead-end job in a terrible salon, all because I thought I was too stupid to start my own business.
You're not stupid.
I know. And you are not a known talent fraud.
Well, maybe you're right. I was the valedictorian of our beauty school class, and I was the one who convinced Madonna to shave her armpits. I don't know, maybe I can do anything.
Of course you can. All you need is a little music to get you into the spirit of things. Yeah, Karen, music?
This is working for me.
Of course it is, because you are here to fulfill every woman's hair care fantasies.
I can do that.
Everybody stand back. I'm going to style her until she purrs like a kitten. Hilary, my darling, you look fabulous. Elizabeth Dole, eat your heart out.
I like the feel of that.
What if we really need that tree in the front yard?
Then once you've laid out the basic electrical, you want to roughen your plumbing. This is where that generalist cross base is really going to pay off.
How was your date?
Just great, sir.
I knew you two lovebirds would hit it off.
Can I talk to you in the kitchen, Dad?
Sure. Hey, check out that new Powermaster chainsaw. It's a beast. Oh, Al, isn't Pete a great guy? You know, he actually owns a hammer autographed by Bob Vila.
Dad?
Huh?
This was the most boring day of my entire life.
Why?
It was like going out on a date with you.
What's wrong with that?
Listen, Dad, I know you're just trying to look out for me, but you cannot be my dating service. I kind of need to pick my own guys.
Okay. You're right. It's your life, and you should pick your own dates without me getting in the way.
Thank you.
Don't you like Pete just a little?
He's a nice guy, but Dad, he's not for me.
I hate to see you dump him.
Well, I'm not.
You're not?
No. He's your boyfriend. You dump him.
Hey, Pete, we got to talk.
Oh?
Yeah. You are a super guy, but this thing with Al, it's just not working out.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought we had a great time. I mean, we went to the Basin, Tub, and Tile show. Can't believe she didn't like that.
Women. Go figure. I guess this is goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, if we can't seem to make this dating thing work, I hope we can still be friends.
I'm sure there's a perfectly reasonable explanation for this. It's just not as funny as the one I'm thinking of.
Hey, kiddo, how was your date with that new guy, huh?
Ugh, the worst. He's sitting in there on the couch and he won't leave. You've got to help me get rid of this jerk.
Oh, no. Listen, I promised you that I'm going to stay out of your love life, and I'm in it.
I'm begging you. Please, Daddy.
Daddy? Well, then of course I'll help you, honey. You just go on in there and leave the rest to me, okay? Now, be brave.
Man, I have got to get some new shoes. These things are, like, totally nasty.
You might want to put those back on.
Why?
Hi. I'm Elle's dad. I like to cut things.
Thanks, Dad.
I love this song.